Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Good morning, Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, TC, and good morning to our listeners.
What have you got for us today, Roman?
Well, I've got a show from little Roman Coz's past. Roman Coz used to love his TV westerns, and this TV series is from the golden age of about 1958, 1960, when there were over 30 TV westerns on at the same time. And the show I'm talking about today is Maverick. It went from 1957 to 1962, 124 episodes. And it was just TV series mostly about gamblers, card players on the Mississippi River boats and saloons across the Wild West. James Garner starred as Brett Maverick, a role that was originally considered for Clint Walker, who ended up playing Cheyenne. Many people will remember, of course, James Garner from playing Jim Rockford in the Rockford Files some years later. When he finished with Maverick in 1960, only lasted three seasons through contractual disputes. He ended up being very well known in films like The Great Escape opposite Steve McQueen. And in 1985, he was in a film called Murphy's Romance opposite Sally Field. And he was an Academy Award nomination for that particular film. I don't know if you've seen it, Terry, but it was a terrific little film.
No, haven't seen Maverick either.
No. Well, you know, we've all led sheltered lives, haven't we? And Carole King actually did a bit of the music in Murphy's Romance. So, pretty good film, that. He died of a heart attack in 2014, aged 85, and Tom Selleck called him a mentor and a friend, and Sally Field said, "I cherished every moment I knew him." So he was a very, very much loved guy in the movie industry. Jack Kelly played his brother, Bart. They sort of alternated the roles. One week it would be Bart and one week it would be Brett, and occasionally they'd meet for joint episodes. Jack Kelly started off as a bit of a bit actor with uncredited roles. His first one was a 1939 film called The Story of Alexander Graham Bell opposite Donna Meachie and Loretta Young, sort of stars of the time. But he became more noticed in 1956 in a film called The Forbidden Planet opposite a young Leslie Nielsen, who many would remember from the Naked Gun series and then Swamp Fox and Bracken's World. And Bracken's World was an interesting TV series in that it was the first series I remember, Terry, where a woman was really in charge of a big business. It was a TV empire, and Eleanor Parker played the lead role in this. It was an interesting series back in its time. Jack Kelly actually appeared in more episodes than James Gunn. As I said, he left in 1960, so Jack Kelly just kept on going. Eventually the series finished, of course, and in 1977 Kelly actually appeared in two episodes of The Rockford Files, but eventually he got sick of the movies. He wasn't particularly interested in it greatly, and he became a real estate type person and actually became the mayor of Huntington, California in the late 1980s and early 1990s. He had a sister called Nancy, who was quite a starlet in the late 30s, early 40s, appearing opposite guys like Tyrone Power, and actually played the wife of Spencer Tracy in a film called Stanley and Livingston. So it was a little bit of acting in their particular family. Then in comes Roger Moore as the UK cousin Bo. Sean Connery had originally been tested for this role but turned it down. Roger Moore was only in for 14 episodes, but boy, did he have a bit of a history over the years in TV shows and in the movies, as we well know. 58, 59, Ivanhoe, a UK TV series. 1959, 60, The Alaskan, set in the US Gold Rush. 1960 to 61, he was in Maverick. Now, in 1962 to 69, he really became well known as, excuse me, Simon Templar in the TV series The Saint. When that finished, straight into The Persuaders opposite Tony Curtis. And as we all know, of course, for 12 years, from 1973, 1984, 1985, he played James Bond in seven films, starting off with Live and Let Die. And he became the oldest actor to play James Bond in 1985 at the age of 85, at the age of 58 in the film A View to Kill.
I was going to say, I don't think at 85, James Bond would really cut it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when you've got stacks of these numbers in front of you, Terry, food, you can, sometimes it's hard to concentrate. And look, they also had Robert Colbert, a really unknown actor, who ended up playing another brother called Brent, but he only appeared in three episodes, and it was basically in the last year of the series. The series was kind of dying off a little bit. There were a bunch of irregular misfits in the series. Efren Zimbalist Jr., who was in 77 Sunset Strip, played Dandy Jim Buckley. Richard Long, who played Jared Barkley in The Big Valley, he was in it. And there was an actress called Diane Brewster who played the female con woman Samantha Crawford in the series. Some TV interested people would remember she was the murdered wife of Richard Kimball in the TV series The Fugitive opposite David Janssen. She's quite an actress well known for her bit roles over the years. In the TV series, you had guys like Clint Eastwood, Buddy Ebsen, Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies, Alan Hale Jr., the skipper in Gilligan's Island, Adam West, ended up playing Batman, appeared in the TV series a couple of times. And also Oscar winners George Kennedy and Louise Fletcher appeared in a couple of episodes. And most of us remember her as Nurse Ratched in the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. There were spin-offs, 1978 TV movie with James Garner and Kelly. There was a very short TV series, Young Maverick, where they tried to have him as a younger guy, but that flopped. 1981, Brett Maverick, the older, wiser James Gunn, and that wasn't a real winner. In 1991, there was a film called The Gambler Returns, The Luck of the Draw, and Kenny Rogers was in that particular film, and there was quite a
few... Of course he was.
Who else? The Gambler. Cameo appearances from stars of shows like Wyatt Earp, Pat Masterson, Rifleman, Kung Fu, Cheyenne, they were all sort of little cameo roles in that particular film, 1991. In 1994, there was a film made called Maverick, and it starred Mel Gibson as Brett, Jodie Foster as Annabelle, the female, and of course we remember her as a dual Academy Award winner with Silence of the Lambs and that terrific film Accused. I don't know if you've seen The Accused, but boy, that was a film and a half, that one. And James Garner actually appeared in it as a lawman friend of Brett Maverick. Now, this was just an absolutely delightful film and written up by some of the critics with things like witty, charming, delightful. You know, it was just an apt description. I thought it was a terrific film. And Mel Gibson is an absolute delight in some of the scenes. He's very, very good as a sort of a comedian. Terry, look, there's not much else to say about Maverick, except it was one of those series that little Roman loved. He loved all TV westerns, and I would have watched all of those 30 or 40 TV westerns at a time over those years. And, yeah, there goes Maverick. And, look, I'll be back next week.
I've got the TV theme song from Maverick, which I'll play now. Thank you so much, Roman.
Fabulous. I haven't heard that for young.
Maverick. Who is the tall, dark stranger there? Maverick is the name. Riding the trail to who knows where? Luck is his companion. Gambling is his game. Smooth as the handle on a gun. Maverick is the name. Wild as the wind in Oregon. Blowing up a canyon. Easier to tame. Just in New Orleans, living on Jackson, Queens. Maverick is a legend of the West. Maverick is the name. New Orleans, living on Jackson, Queens. Maverick is a legend of the West. Maverick is a legend of the West.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we will be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
Country roads are abundant with wildlife, including kangaroos, wallabies, deer and wombats. Colliding with any of these animals can cause serious damage and or injury. These animals are most active during dawn and dusk, so if possible, try to avoid driving at these times. If a collision with wildlife is unavoidable, maintain control of your vehicle and avoid swerving, as this could result in losing control. Apply the brakes firmly and remain in your lane. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.